Yesterday, Bishop Desitel was extremely happy as he was ordaining three young men to the transitional diaconate. It means they are young deacons who are on their way to priesthood. They'll all be ordained as priests next year. One of those being ordained was Deacon Donald Bernard, who served as a seminarian here back in the summer of 2016. So he's a deacon now, will be a priest, God willing, this time next year. Also present was Deacon Stephen Pellissier, a transitional deacon ordained last year, who will be a priest at the end of June. Stephen served with us in the summer of 2013. His mother is the former Beth Laverne from here in Ville Platte. So please keep both deacons in your prayers as they prepare themselves to be ordained as priests in the coming future. The bishop was extremely happy about that because this being the 100th anniversary of the Diocese of Lafayette, he's ordaining 7 men to the priesthood next month and 3 men to the diaconate yesterday. It's, 10 guys altogether serving the church in the future, which is a wonderful blessing from God. In the Gospel of St. John, we read, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word would become flesh and dwell among us, the one we know as Jesus Christ." Sometimes I get the question, are God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit all the same thing? Well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, in that all three are God. All three of the same substance, all three equal in divinity, equal in majesty, and alone worthy of all worship. But of the three persons, they're distinct. The Father is not the Son is not the Father, and neither one is the Holy Spirit, nor is the Holy Spirit one of them. They are three distinct persons, but made one in love. As you've heard me say many times before, God the Father loves the Word that emanates forth from Him. The Word loves the Father, and that love generates the Holy Spirit. I haven't spoken much yet about Mary during this month of May, which is dedicated to her, but I'd like to mention her today as her role in our salvation is linked in with her life in the Blessed Trinity. As we are all children of God, and God, of course, is our Father and our Creator, so Mary also is a daughter of God the Father, created by the Father, like us, made in His image and likeness. Unlike us, Mary was preserved from original sin at the time of her conception, the moment of her conception in the womb of St. Anne, and this is done by the power of God's grace. And this was done in preparation for Mary's unique vocation to become the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Redeemer. As daughter of God the Father, Mary is destined to become the mother of the Son, that is, the Word who comes forth from the Father, who is with the Father before all ages, as we pray every Sunday, God from God, light from light. This Word is not created, we know that, but He is the one by whom all things are created. God the Father speaks the Word, and creation comes into existence. Thus, Mary becomes the mother of her Creator in that she gives flesh to the Word. The Word becomes flesh and dwells among us in this great miracle of the Incarnation. It is not, as some people mistakenly believe, at least Catholics would say, when we call Mary Mother of God, we're not saying that Mary is Mother of the Father. That's impossible. She comes from the Father, but she's Mother of God the Son. And that title given to Mary is about Christ Himself, being both God and man. But how does this miracle come to pass? The miracle of her Immaculate Conception, the miracle of the Incarnation. Both are done by the power of the breath of God, the power of love that brings life into all creation, the purifier, the sanctifier, the life giver, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. As the angel Gabriel told Mary, the power of the Most High will come upon you, and the Spirit of God will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born of you, the fruit of your womb, will be called holy, the Son of God, the Most High. Beautiful image when we see the Annunciation. A beautiful and powerful message that we see in Mary saying, "Let it be done to me according to God, your word. Let it be done by God's will, not my own. I am the servant of the Lord." But this was done not for just to be amazed at or to be puzzled by the depth of its mystery. That moment of the Annunciation is our hope. It's our salvation. Our lives, like Mary's, are something sacred. We may not have been preserved from original sin at conception, but we were saved from original sin through baptism. Thus, we come into this world through natural means, but these natural means by which human beings are created was created by God. We are born into this world, but then reborn through supernatural means, the sacraments, beginning with baptism in the name of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You and I have been reclaimed from sin, remade in the image and likeness of God, who is love, and thus indeed are truly sons and daughters of God the Father. We are brothers and sisters of and in the Son, all of us sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Like Christ, you and I, or like Mary rather, you and I are to make Christ present by our words and by our actions, by words of grace and love, by actions of grace and love. As Mary kept free from sin by always aligning her will to God's, we can now do the same thing, guided by the Spirit, keeping free from sin and remembering our sacred dignity. We are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are meant to be united to God and to one another, united to God in prayer and in love, united to one another in service and in love. We are united already in the sacraments, united through Christ. Sometimes as members of the church, as the body of Christ, we might disagree with one another. That's going to happen. Sometimes we might argue. Sometimes we might bicker. Sometimes we might even fight. We get annoyed with one another, and we get perturbed with one another. That's going to happen. But can we forgive more so than that? Can we love more deeply than that? We cannot ever become divided, nor can we be divisive, causing dissensions and factions. And we do it. We do it through our jealousy and our anger. We do it through hatred, through gossip, through bigotry, and so on. But that's not the case. No matter who we are, where we come from, what our background may be, we have been called by Christ to be one, a people made one by our common baptism. We are fed by the one body of Christ and the one bread of the Eucharist, and we share in this Eucharist to become one with Christ and with one another. We are children of the one Father, who has called us to one faith in his only begotten Son, whose body, the Church, we are. And we've been made so by the power of the Holy Spirit, a people made one by the power of the Father, Son, and Spirit. As Mary, Mother of the Church, was with the apostles and disciples when the Spirit first came at Pentecost, let's ask Mary, Mother of the Church, to continue to pray for and intercede for us, to inspire us always, to live in communion with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, to live in a loving union of peace with one another, as God would have us do. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.